The organization Mining Truth has produced a new ad, and the ad is targeted more at Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton than it is even at the public or at PolyMet. Aaron Clems joins us on the phone this morning. He's the communication director for Mining Truth. Aaron, good morning, and it's great to have you along with us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We've got your ad queued up here, so we're going to listen to just a second or two of it.
Mine was safe until the tailings dam burst and billions of gallons of toxic sludge destroyed nearby waters. Now PolyMet wants to bring the same kind of sulfide mine to the rivers and streams that feed Lake Superior. With a 40-year-old leaky dam and the same outdated technology used at Mount Polly, an approach that ended in disaster.
Aaron, talk to us about the ad. Can you describe the ad a little bit? Because, of course, it's an ad for television, and television's all about the visuals.
Well, sure. And the pictures that are depicted there are really kind of stunning and pretty shocking, I think, to Minnesotans. In British Columbia at the Mount Polly mine, which is a similar kind of mine to what's proposed by PolyMet here in Minnesota, in August of 2014, about 6 billion gallons of mine waste mixed with water gushed out of a dam that was overwhelmed by the weight of water and waste behind it. And that was set off a crisis in Canada. It was called the worst mining disaster in Canadian history. It contaminated two pristine lakes and a river. It's not known how long that contamination will last or what effect that will have on downstream populations of people and fish. And here in Minnesota, as we think about, especially as Governor Mark Dayton starts thinking about what to do about the PolyMet proposal, we think it's really important that folks see that there is a worst case, and this is the worst case, and it happened just a year ago. It's not some old thing that happened a long time ago. It's not something that technology has solved. This is the current state of the industry, and there are a number of recommendations that have been made in the wake of that disaster that Minnesota hasn't implemented or hasn't even looked at seriously, we think.
Now, why gear the ad more at the governor instead of PolyMet itself, perhaps, or even the general public?
Well, we are targeting the general public in that we want them to contact the governor and tell them what they think about this proposal. But the governor is ultimately the decision maker on this mine. He's made it very clear that he thinks of himself as the final decision maker. That in the end, the Department of Natural Resources, which are his appointees, will have to make the decision about whether to grant a permit or not for PolyMet's proposal. And that's why we're targeting the governor with this. The other reason is that we don't think the DNR is taking these concerns seriously. As I said, this disaster happened about a year ago, August in 2014, and the Department of Natural Resources and the contractors that have been looking at the PolyMet proposal haven't incorporated any of the recommendations of the investigation that followed that disaster. And that's why we want the governor to get involved now and make sure that he's telling them that they have to pay attention to this disaster and to try to address the problems and the recommendations made in the investigation that followed it.
Obviously, Aaron, up here in the Northland, the controversy, whether you are in favor of the mine project or not in favor of the mine project, people are kind of polarized. They feel, even if they're not, you know, demonizing the other side, people have very strong feelings whichever side they come down on. Do everyday people have any kind of a role in this controversy anymore?
Absolutely.
Honestly, or is it all about, see how cynical we've become? Is it all about who's got the most money and who can arrange, you know, to benefit politically somebody else?
Well, I hope we don't get that cynical, and but I can see why folks have gotten there. It's been a very frustrating process. There have been so many times where Minnesotans have made their voices loud and clear that they want to protect Minnesota's water. 58,000 Minnesotans, or 58,000 comments, I should say, were filed. Many of them from Minnesota. The ones that we gathered, 90% of them were from Minnesota, and 40% were from the 8th District, which is the congressional district where the mine proposal is held. And so, you know, I think you're right to say that there's a lot of polarization around this issue. I think part of that has to do with the fact that we haven't had a serious conversation about what we want the economic and social and cultural future of northern Minnesota to look like. We have to make tough choices, especially in the wake of the layoffs that are happening at the taconite mines in northeastern Minnesota, about how we're going to diversify the economy. And our fear is that instead of diversifying the economy and taking this moment to take a step back and say it's the future that we're charted on, a sustainable one, we're going to double down on an industry that has proven to be very volatile and hasn't contributed to long-term sustainable growth in northeastern Minnesota the way that it needs to be for the future. PolyMet offers a very small number of jobs for the enormous amount of risk. And I hope that folks don't get polarized and cynical to the point where they don't feel like there's something to be said anymore. If we let the politicians decide by themselves, if we let money decide, then we're not going to be deciding in the way that will protect Minnesota's future and Minnesota's water.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Aaron Clems is the communications director for Mining Truth, and you can see their most recent ad and take a look at their information on their website. We'll get a link set up at our website, so it will be easy for folks to find.